here, but we'd like to start with handing out of materials to the conference committee table. Shannon, why don't you just give a pack, a handful to...
There's three sheets, so it's just not confusing to do it this way.
Still kind of standing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not in the spreadsheet. It should be. But it's a house provision. Right.
That one.
So Katie knows where the language is. I don't know. Senator Sullivan might too. She's looked at it.
Spark.
Yep.
Oh, it's got to go
yep.
Up in the fire.
Is that?
I think we have an extra pencil or anything. I don't
know. All the members have them now.
So, conference committee members, the first sheet that we'd like to go over is one that is entitled Comparison of Outpatient and Inpatient Rateable Reductions. And this is referring to rateable reductions for hospitals. Mr. Godfrey, do you want to go over that sheet with us?
Yes, Madam Chair, members. This simply attempts to isolate the inpatient rateable reductions from the House position that is a larger basic care rateable position was arrived at, and I think it was a sound methodology to simply take the Senate's 1% rateable reduction and multiply that value times 3, because we have both the managed care and the impact and fee-for-service isolated there. And then we also have the outpatient cut in the House's rateable position, and then a House hospital mental health cuts, and those total up in 10 and 11 to $33.3 million in reductions, and 12, 13, 59.0. Then the Senate position is stated below that in inpatient hospital rateable reductions of 1%. It's and then no outpatient rateable reduction, no hospital mental health cut, and their reductions to hospitals are in these rates is $9.5 million in 10 and 11. And 16.7, 12, 13. The difference is the House has $23.7 million more cuts to hospitals in 10 and 11 and 42.3 in 12 and 13.
So now, are there any questions about that? Okay, then let's move on. We have a package offer to make to the House. And I think the best way to do it is to go through the package first and then go through the spreadsheet. Mr. Godfrey. The package includes a number, well, the package would close out the TANF section of the bill, the health department section of the bill, the board's section of the bill, and major sections of the health, I mean, of the Health and Human Services long-term care and hospital sections of the bill. Mr. Godfrey.
Madam Chair, members, we'll just go over the one-page sheet. I won't walk through the spreadsheet with each of these items, but I'll describe them and can stop if there's any questions. The first would be on line 360. It's an increase, you'll see when we walk through this Senate proposal, to increase supported work grants by $2 million. The next Senate part of the offer, and these are all reflected in the spreadsheet that's already been handed out, is to eliminate the 11-month moratorium on 60-month limit of MFIB from the Senate position, taking that out. The next would be to delay, instead of eliminate, nursing facility rebasing until 2014. And the next item on line 1082 would be to remove the birthing center proposal. And then on line 1227, we increase hospital rebasing in both the delay and phase-in in both 10 and 11 and 1213. And then... There's also, Madam Chair, a Senate offer to remove from its position all but a very small amount of TANF funding on the family stabilization proposal or services proposal the Senate has, and you'll see that. I believe the position now only spends $20,000 in both bienniums. And then there's also some additional changes, proposals that are reflected in this spreadsheet. We'll mention them later on when we get to the Department of Health. Then on, then the Senate is proposing the following House concessions as part of this package. On line 611, to take the Senate delay of nursing facility rebasing until fiscal year 14. On line 838, to delay the APS COLA increase, take the Senate position on that. To remove the, on line 1267, the inpatient mental health ratable reduction. On line 1216, to accept a 1% hospital ratable reduction. On line 1235, accept the healthcare provider payment delay. 1244, inpatient, accept the inpatient payment delay. On line 1227, accept the Senate position on hospital rebasing. And on line 1244, this is a duplication here. It's also mentioning the hospital ratable reduction there. So that's the proposed package that with the House concessions the Senate is looking for in healthcare area and DHS. Now on the Department of Health, Senate is proposing to accept the uniform formulary exception development item.
It's a little bit hard to hear if people can be quiet. Mr. Godfrey.
Line 1533 of the Electronic Healthcare Record Loan Program to accept the Senate position with the loan to the Healthcare Access from the Healthcare Access Fund. On line 1562 to accept the Senate position, which is not to eliminate the Health Reform Essential Benefit Set study and activity. On line 1560 is to accept the Senate funding of the Colorectal Cancer Prevention Pilot Project. On line 1574, to accept the Senate position on grant elimination with the exception of funding for the community health demonstration project in St. Louis County for to allow additional funding in fiscal year 10 for that item. And then on line 1601, the Senate would accept the House position on the pentachlorophenol risk assessment. On line 1607, the Senate would accept the PFC Citizens Advisory Group item. On line 1613, the Senate would accept the Hennepin County Cancer Registry. On line 1663, the Senate would like the Senate position on the session law corrections, base level adjustments accepted to the House to accept the Senate position on that. On line 1665, the Senate would remove the promote birthing centers licensing part of the Health Department proposal. And then on line 1754, it would go to the House position and remove the body art licensing item. And then to the proposal to complete the health boards includes on line 1857 This would be 1857 to accept the Senate position for no board increases in appropriations included in that item. On line 1885, to accept the Senate position for the transfer amount from the EMS board longevity account. On line 1898, to accept a revised medical response unit pilot program. This would be the Senate accepting that part of this item in the, our most recent, our current offer. And then on line 1912 for the House to accept the EMS board operating budget reduction. And then on 1930 for the House to accept the Senate position on having no reduction for the Ombudsman for Mental Health operating budget reduction.
Hey, Mr. Godfrey, now maybe we could go through the spreadsheet.
Sure. Madam Chair, members, then to begin on line 360. I also apologize for the stapling issue this time. I'm sorry, we'll just have to back up a little bit here. The first change would be on line 319, page 6. It's a change in the TANF refinancing for MFIB general fund spending. This was a Senate position in order to pay for its MFIB-related items that were being funded in the general fund, since those have been backed off on. That Senate is no longer has this item in its position. On line 328, some additional general fund savings from the federal stimulus funds for MFIB caseload growth item. On line 360, supported work grants, you'll see the item now is funded by an increase of $2 million from the last Senate position, $8.1 million in fiscal year 10. On line 369 is the removal of the Senate position on a moratorium for 11 months and 60-month MFIB limit. Then, Madam Chair, the next item is on page 7, line 388. Senate has removed almost entirely from its position the modification of MFIB Family Stabilization and Work Program. What remains in here is some kind of technical exceptions to the program to allow people to get in verifications to the program in order to maintain their enrollment. And that costs $20,000 now in 10 and 11. Then the next item, I believe, is on 611.
These aren't the same.
No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong line number. Oh, yes, it is 611. This simply is just the numbers have not changed here, but this is just to reiterate that now the Senate's position would be, yes? Oh, yes. I'll just, let me briefly turn back to line 403. This would be the Senate position on the MFIB consolidated fund reduction. I believe this was actually omitted from the proposal that was handed out, but would be included. And so I guess we'd like to orally include it here, which is that the House take the Senate approach on the reduction to the MFIB consolidated fund reduction on line 403. And then we were on 611. We can skip over that. That was just to remind everyone that the Senate is now delaying, not eliminating, nursing facility rebasing. And then the next item, I believe, is on line 1082. The spreadsheet now shows the Senate has eliminated the promote birthing centers item from its position. And then on line 1227, the Senate has increased its ALTER hospital 2011 inpatient hospital rebasing. There's now a delay of a little over approximately of a month in fiscal year 11. And then the phase-in now would be at, would say, $53.5 million in fiscal year 12. And I believe that concludes the Department of Human Services items. So we'll go to the Department of Health. And the first item would be on line 1514, page 25. See, the Senate is now agreeing with the House position for uniform formulary exception development. Also note that I believe that there's some cost to this item. It's very small in the Department of Human Services, which would also be funded but did not make it into this version of the spreadsheet. I think it's around like $9,000 or $18,000. $18,000. So you'll see that in the next spreadsheet. Then the next item would be after the blank page on line 20, page 27, line 1574. To see on line 1577 in grant eliminations that the first year's reduction to the community health care demonstration grant has been removed. Then on line 1593, the Senate is now just portraying on its spreadsheet the fact that it accepted the House position on support services for families with deaf children. That should have been included on the last version. Then on line 1601, you see the chlorophenol risk assessment being accepted in fiscal year 10 for $55,000. Then on 1607, the PFC Citizens Advisory Group for $20,000. Then on line 1613, the Hennepin County Cancer Registry for $100,000 in fiscal year 10. Then on page 28, line 1665, you'll see the SGSR and general fund costs have been removed for the promote birthing center license item in the Senate position. Then turning to page 30, line 1754, is the removal of the body art licensing appropriation. And then I believe the next item is on line 1898, the medical response unit pilot project. You see on line 1904, the Senate is now funding the public safety item by $250,000, same for that item as the House in fiscal year 10. And Madam Chair, that concludes the walkthrough.
Representative Huntley.
Well, Madam Chair, I think this is a rather dramatic process and we'd progress, and we'd like maybe 10 minutes